Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Charles catches it and throws to first to double up Morgan. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Cardwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Justy moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aspromonte. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Aspromonte steals second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Justy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardwell moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Staub reaches second base with a double. Wynn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Astros. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews is walked intentionally. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Staub moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Matthews moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 2 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Davis scores. Aspromonte moves to third. It's 5-1, Astros. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Aspromonte scores. Brand moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Brand moves to third. Justy moves to second. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to second. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Shaw now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brand hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Justy hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.